So every day you have to sell yourself and get out of your mind those old thoughts, that old belief system. Every day you've got to sell yourself on that it's possible. You don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. You gotta be hungry. The people that are hungry are willing to make it okay to fail. They are risk takers. The people that are hungry are willing to reinvent themselves, to develop themselves. They know you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. The people that are hungry have goals and practical steps that they engage in and day out. And we believe what you don't know can't hurt you. What you don't know can kill you. Every day, you've got to begin to recondition your mind. See, many of us go through life making choices, thinking it's our choices, and it's not. You have talents, abilities, and skills that you don't even know that you have. Do you want to live a life of productivity? Do you want to live a life of contribution? Do you want to be a better father? Do you want to have your own business? Are there dreams you want? Everybody will say yes. But see, want shows up in conversation. Expectation shows up in behavior. Given the fact that you are very talented, but you're behind on your dreams and your bills, do you expect, based upon your performance, based upon what you produce at this point in time in your life, See, we live in a world where we believe that bad things are supposed to happen to us. Hold yourself to high standards, whatever you do. There's no saying, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. You got to sacrifice before you reign. That's why the Bible says, judge a tree by the fruit it bears, not the fruit that it wants. Treat people with respect. Treat them the way that you want to be treated. We are more than conquerors. That inner conversation will cause you, when you leave here, to go back leading a life of mediocrity, leading a life of unproductivity, leading a life of poverty. So I'm going to share with you how to break out of that. If you can make a man feel inferior, you never have to compel him to seek an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. And if you can make a man feel justly an outcast, you never have to order him to go to the back door. He'll go without being told. And if there's no door, his very nature will demand one.